Attorney Johnny Cochran died yesterday at his home here in Los Angeles. He was 67. Cochran had an inoperable brain tumor. In his nearly four-decade legal career, Cochran represented a range of clients from the poor and unknown to the rich and famous. He gained international celebrity for his defense of O.J. Simpson. Cochran's spirited closing argument in the Simpson case focused on alleged police misconduct by two detectives.
When you're lying at the beginning, you'll be lying at the end. The Book of Luke talks about that. Talks about if you're untruthful in small things, you should be disbelieved in big things. There's no question about that. We've known that all along. So this man, with his big lies, and then we have Furman coming right on the heels, and the two of them need to be paired together because they are twins of deception who bring you a message that you cannot trust.
But it was the conclusion of Cochran's argument, his message to the jury, that has become part of American popular culture.
Do the right thing, remembering that if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Cochran was referring to a pair of bloodstained gloves that Simpson tried on during the trial. The gloves appeared not to fit, and the jury acquitted Simpson. Cochran defended himself from accusations that he used Simpson's race to secure an acquittal. And in a 2002 NPR interview, Cochran was asked whether he had any regrets about defending O.J. Simpson.
No, I would take the case again immediately because I think it was important for somebody to stand up and do the job. It's not always just about popularity. The only regrets I have is that, you know, there was such a dichotomy, not so much in America, but in the courtroom that, you know, the Simpson family sat on one side and the victim's family sat on the other side and there, and never the twain would meet. And that was very difficult because we were trying to do our job, but at the same time, you know, nobody was in there endorsing murder or endorsing criminal activity. You don't do that. What you do is you represent your client and you deal with the facts. So I always would have liked to have said to everybody, to the victims in this case, look, we are going to be vigorous in our pursuit of representing our clients. But, you know, we have a job to do, but at the same token, we are human beings like you are, and we understand your pain and that sort of thing. And so I can appreciate that. And that's probably one of the things I would have liked to have less of a schism in the actual courtroom.
Attorney Johnny Cochran, he died yesterday at the age of 67.